സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം പരീക്ഷലോകാൻ കർമ്മചിതാൻ ബ്രാഹ്മണഃ നിർവേദമായാത്. A person who recognizes the three defects in these worldly pursuits finally come to that defect-free Brahman is available only by the pursuit of self-knowledge. Jnana Yoga. By taking Jnana Yoga alone, one can attain that defect-free Brahman. One can attain that defect-free Brahman, dosha-rahitam or nirdushtam Brahma, as himself or herself, by recognizing that. The next question is, how to recognize that Brahman, nirdushtam Brahma? For that, Shastra gives three steps: Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasanam. Jnana Yoga steps are Shravanam, means listening to Shastra through Upakrama, Upasamhara, Abhyasa, Apurvata, Phalam. Through those lingams, one has to arrive at that Brahman. These shat lingas help to the person to understand the Shastra alone is the Pramanam. Pramana Asambhavana Nivrityartham Shravanam. Shravanam means listening. Listening means what type of listening? Not just casual listening. What Shastra says in the beginning, what Shastra says at the end, and in between, what is the content Shastra wants to convey? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha is the content of Shastra. And in between, so many things comes, topics. But the purpose of those all topics are to arrive at this Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So repeatedly, whatever says in the Shastra, understand that is the underlined. Repeatedly, Tattvamasi, 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 that Mahavakya repeatedly says. Apurvata, it is unique. You cannot get by any other means. And the phalam also, moksha, atma jnanam alone is the phalam. Going to swarga is not the phalam. Getting children, getting house, marriage, all these are not ultimate goal. They are also said in Shastra. But final purushartha is moksha. By all these clues, one can understand. And the glorifications, where are all the topics glorification comes, we should not take it as real. Kalikalmasha chittanam papadravyopa jivinam. So, for in this Kali Yuga, one can remove their papa only by Harinama Sankirtanam. There is a shloka, Kali Santarana Upanishad, Upanishad. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, is the Kali Santarana Upanishad mantra. If you chant that mantra, you will get mukti, mantra says. That is a glorification, Arthavada Shloka, Arthavada Mantra, figurative. To remove darkness, you cannot do Harinama Sankirtanam. To remove darkness, you have to light the lamp there. Similarly, to remove the ignorance in your mind, you have to study Shastra Shravanam. Pramanameva Sharanam. Pramanameva Sharanam iti Shravanam Kuryat. Shastra alone is that source for knowledge. You should know. This is called Shravanam. Consistent, systematic study. Regularly, sincerely, consistently. Consistency and Jonali said students gave bayam. So I know Papa Ramudi and the customer can. Ning a papa and then go now the children. Okay. One day you come to know with the expectation that a student will become sincere, consistent. Doesn't matter. First start coming once in a while. Okay. Once in a while you come, doesn't matter. If you are already regularly coming, fine. If you are not able to come also, doesn't matter. Come once in a while. Then Shastra magnet will attract you, make you consistent. This is called Shravanam. Pramana Asambhavana Nivrityartham. That means, in the Pramanam, Shastram angra Pramanam, it is Asambhavam. What? Shastra says Brahman Satyam. Invisible Brahman Satyam. Visible world, tangible world is unreal. இது அசம்பவம் தோணுமா தோணாத பிரமாணம் சாஸ்திர பிரமாணம் இது ஒத்துக்க முடியாது அது தோணும் நமக்கு என்னது த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் சத்தியம் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அன்ரியல் இன்விசிபிள் பிரம்மன் மித்யா நம்ம நினைக்கிறோம் தட்ஸ் வை ஈஸிலி வி கெனாட் ஆக்செப்ட் சாஸ்திரா வாட் யூ சீ இஸ் அன்ரியல் வாட் யூ ஆர் நாட் சீயிங் இஸ் ரியல் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் பிரமாண அசம்பாவனா இருக்கு நமக்கு அந்த நிவர்த்தி அர்த்தம்னா இல்லை இல்லை சாஸ்திரம் சொல்றது தான் கரெக்டு பிரம்மதான் சத்தியம் வேர்ல்ட் ஈவன் தான் ஐம் சீயிங் இட் இஸ் மித்யா ஒன்லி பிகாஸ் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் லெட் மீ சீ லெட் மீ என்கொயர் இன் டு இட் வாட் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் ரியல் ஆர் நாட் லெட் மீ அனலைஸ் தென் இஃப் யூ கம் டு நோ 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 வாட் சாஸ்திரா சேட் இஸ் அன்ரியல் தேர்ஃபார் யூ கேன் கிவ் அப் சாஸ்திரா டசன்ட் மேட்டர் ஆஃப்டர் அனலைசிங் Shastra says, study properly and come to, if you come to conclusion, if what I said is wrong, you can give up me. Shastra says, you have right because freedom is my birthright. Shastra can never compel you. But study well, then only you can negate me, if possible. It's not possible. Because you have to know that. Koncham punyam prarabdham irunda vannudu. So this is Shravanam. First factor of Jnana Yoga, sadhana. What is the second one? Up to here we saw in the last class. Shravanam. Then Mananam, third part of Jnana Yoga is Mananam. That's what we are seeing. Advitiya Vastu. யுக்திதா அனவரதம் சிந்தனம் அத்விதீய வஸ்து மீன்ஸ் நான் ஜுவல் என்டிட்டி அத்விதீயம் த்விதீயம்னு டூ அத்விதீயம் மீன்ஸ் நான் ஜுவல் செகண்ட்லெஸ் தட் என்டிட்டி வஸ்துனா யுக்திதா லாஜிக்கலி ரீசனபிளி அனவரதம் All the time, sadhanartham, anavaratham means untiringly. All the time, chintanam means thinking about that. Repeatedly thinking about non-dual reality with the help of shastra sammata tarka. Tarka means logic. Repeatedly listening to the or to the teaching or about the non-dual Brahman with the help of Shastra Sammata Tarka, which is meant to remove doubts. Doubts regarding what? Regarding the teaching. Regarding this Vedic teaching. These doubts are called obstacles. Another type of obstacle. The conviction is not coming. Just still it is information only. I am not able to accept completely. Therefore that doubt will be there. As long as that doubt is there, you cannot assimilate the knowledge. Just like a person says, if you ask, is there electricity in that wire? Suppose you ask me and I say, 99% electricity is not there. If I say, and you want to touch the wire. 99% electricity is not there. Are you ready to touch the wire? Why? That 1% of doubt makes you to withdraw. That is sufficient. 1% of doubt is sufficient to withdraw from that. Similarly, doubtful knowledge is as good as ignorance. Doubtless knowledge alone is the knowledge. Therefore, mananam. For this, what Sanskrit term it is given? Prameya asambhavana nivrityartham. Prameya means that Brahman. Even though Brahman is aprameyam, unobjectifiable, when we are learning, Brahman is as though object. I am going to understand that Brahman, prameyam. And the prameya vastu Brahman irukka, angra sandeham irundinde irukkillaya. And the prameya asambhavana, and the sandeham, nivrityartham, to remove that doubt. Prameya asambhavana nivrityartham, nivrityarthamana to remove obstacle, to remove that obstruction, that sandeha, that doubt, that samshaya is called mananam. Prameya asambhavana nivrityartham, mananam has to be done. The Pramaya means teaching or the revelation that is revealed by Shastra is called Prameyam. That which is revealed by Shastra is Prameyam. Direct perception is Dvaitam. Direct perception means I see duality with my eyes. This person, that person, this object, that object, so many are there. Dvaitam means duality. Direct perception, Dvaitam. But indirect knowledge, first, this is knowledge, is Advaitam. That's why we say scriptural perception is Advaitam. Our direct perception is Dvaitam. Therefore, Shastra says Brahman is Advaitam. My perception is Dvaitam. Therefore, here my practical experience ke idu konjam kashtama irukum. Therefore, people very difficult to accept Brahman as Advaitam Brahma. Even philosophers, systems of philosophies also, they also encourage only Dvaitam. Advaitam Brahma engirukappa, the kannukku theriyuradella Dvaitam dhane, adhu dhane unmai. Even great philosophers. So, prameya sambhavana nivrityartham mananam. Second, sadhana. What is the third sadhana in Jnana Yoga? See, aham brahmasmi and jnana varadhukku inda moodu steps venum. Innumo swamini edho solran nenakadhunga. Inda jnana yogam varanam niruddushtam brahma aham brahmasmi jnana varanam anna inda moodu sadhanangal 100% irukkanum. Po two over, pramana asambhavana nivrityartham shravanam over, prameya asambhavana nivrityartham mananam over, shravanam mananam not over, and the topic discussion over. Namu pannirukom ipo start pannirukom no shravanam mananam. Now the third factor, the sadhana is in jnana yoga, third part of jnana yoga is nididhyasanam. Nididhyasana means contemplation meditation, Vedantic meditation. Meditate upon that Brahman akhandakara vrittina. Repeatedly, paunah punyena shravanam kuryat. Repeatedly listen. What are the steps in nididhyasanam? Share with equals. No? Whatever you are listening, if you find any victim to listen, share this teaching with others. No? With equals, number one. Number two, teach to unequals. Teach to unequals. Equals ki teach panna mudiyadu. E unequals means those who do not know at all, for them you can teach. With colleagues you can share, no? You can discuss. Adhe one type of nididhyasana. And teaching to unequals is another type of nididhyasana. So that you will be in that shastra all the time. Then the third point, listen to shastra repeatedly. Bhagavad Gita, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, listen, listen, repeatedly. Paunah punyena shravanam kuryat, repeatedly listen. Fourth point, read repeatedly whatever you have studied. And next week, going and searching, where is Taittiriya Upanishad book after 15 days? Swamini giving lot of gap. I had searched the book from the shelf and... Sometimes all books are in yellow color. Instead of Taittiriya Upanishad, I bring Kaivalya Upanishad or Kathu Upanishad. After coming to the class, I will see. After going home, you have to read again. Other reading. And fifth factor in this Jnana Yoga, Nididhyasana, imitate the Jnani. By imitating Jnani, fake it and make it. How Jnani smile, how Jnani speak, how Jnani moves. Like that you also imitate. Actors nella imitate pandra illiyo. Cricket players imitate pandra, ella ni imitate pandra. Or Jnani imitate panna koodada enna? Pannalame. We are all fans of a Jnani, no? Appo namma fan yaarana? Indha fan illa, andha fan. So Jnani is our fan. So we imitate. Then, in Gita also, Lord Krishna says, if Sthita Prajna Lakshanas, 54 to 72, up to all those verses only, Jnani Lakshanams, Parabhakta Lakshanams, Gunatita Lakshanams, all just go and again, imitate. It looks like a Jnani. Ullukulla Jnani illa, analum, just a Vyasham Pottikar. And the sannyasi, Purvati, Rajas, soldiers all came to search for that thief. And the thief went and entered into a sannyasi kutiram. And that sannyasi in that ashram went to take bath. And the thief enna pannita, these soldiers are coming. They are going to come and catch me. So he wore that saffron clothes. And he sat on the guru's asana. And all soldiers thought, oh, sannyasi, swami, and you namaskaram panditi. They went back. Then this thief thought, but vesham potale, evala respect. Nisama sannyasi ana, evala respect. And it's only when that guru came from the ashrama, that ashrama swami, he just did sashtanga namaskar. Swami, today onwards I am your sishya. That is the imitation. Namukoda appa koncho imitate pannalam. Then, what is another type of nididhyasana? Na? Samadhi abhyasa. Samadhi abhyasa na ashtanga yogam dvara yama niyama asana pranayama pratyahara dharana dhyana samadhi abhyasan dvara nididhyasanam. By those disciplines, one can retain that shastra. Then the last type of practice in Nididhyasana is Brahmabhyasa. Pashyan Shrunvan Spushan Jigran. Brahmabhyasa means wherever I am, I always think about my consciousness. I am consciousness, not my consciousness. I am consciousness. I am Brahman. While eating, talking, walking, singing, everything, any work. So, Brahma Jnana Vandachana. Mike. So, loose contact, no? The full sound actually. So, person can do all these things, what will happen? Benefit na viparita bhavana nivrityartham. Old habits, habitual notions, some notions of previous janma, so those habits will go away by viparita bhavana nivrityartham. Viparita bhavana nivrityartham nididhyasanam. Now these are the three sadhanas for jnana yoga. To get that nirdushtam brahma, these are the sadhanas one has to take up. Shravana, manana, nididhyasanam. Not to get any mystic powers, understand? Only to get that knowledge, we have to take up these three sadhanas. What is the benefit? Na? You will never get upset in your life if you study Shastra and get Jnanam. There is one shloka. How a person can withstand in all trivial situations? That shloka tells, Yatha kanduka patena, nice shloka. Yatha kanduka patena, utpatanti arya patannapi. Utpatanti arya patannapi. Tathacha. Anarya patati nutpinda patanam yatha. A person, anarya means immature person, uncultured person. If he fail in his life, any failure comes, he fall. Fall means what? Mentally, no? He feels so distressed. Like kandukam, na ball. What type of ball? Na mrutpinda kandukam. A clay ball, if it falls down, clay ball, can it come up? Can it come up again? No. Uncultured person. Uncultured person also like that. If he fail in his life, he cannot come up. And he lose interest in his life. But Aryaha means a mature person, cultured person. Cultured person, even though he face any failure in his life, he will get up, means come up out of that problem like a kandukam, that ball. What ball? Ordinary ball. That ball he put down, it comes up. The force you put down, it bounces up. Like that, mature people are those people, when the failure comes, they take it as an advantage and they come up. But immature people, uncultured people, they cannot come up in their life. So, Shastra helps a person not to become like a clay ball. It helps to the person like other normal ball. So person will never lose heart at any situation. That's the benefit, Shastra Munama benefit. So, Lord, elaborate introduction over. Now we will enter into, I don't want to test your patience, okay? Now we will enter into the Shanti Patha. First mantra we'll read. Hari Om.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham
shanno bhavatvaryamam
shanno bhavatvaryamam
shanna indro bruhaspatih
shanna indro bruhaspatih
shanno vishnururukramah
shanno vishnururukramah
namo brahmane
namo brahmane
namaste vayo
namaste vayo
tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi
tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi
tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami
tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadishyami
ritam vadishyami
ritam vadishyami
satyam vadishyami
satyam vadishyami
tanmamavatu
tanmamavatu
tadvaktaramavatu
tadvaktaramavatu
avatu mam
avatu mam
avatu vaktaram
avatu vaktaram
om shanti shanti shantih Every Veda has got its own Shanti Patha prayer. This is Taittiriya Upanishad Shanti Patha, which belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. This title, Taittiriya Upanishad title, how it has come, we can know through some commentators' writes. What they say is, Upanishad means what first? Taittiriya Upanishad. First we should know what is the meaning of Upanishad. Then we'll see that what is Taittiriya. This Upanishad, from grammar standpoint, if we see, it is derived from the root sadlu, sadlu, dhatu, verb, sadlu. Sad means what? Three derivations I will give here. There are so many, but we have seen already some meanings previous classes. Now I give some more. First meaning is Upanishadam asyam param Shreyaha iti. Upanishadam asyam param shreyaha iti Upanishad. Why this Upanishad name has been given to Vedanta portion, end portion of Vedanta? The reason is Upanishad means, Upanishadam means hidden, anartha, secret, hidden. Asyam param means in this shastra. Asyam means in this shastra. In this asyam, in this shastra. Param shreyaha iti. Asyam param shreyaha iti. Param shreyaha is that moksha. Moksha is the hidden subject matter in the in this shastra, therefore it is called Upanishad. Upanishadam asyam param shreyaha iti Upanishad. First meaning. Next, second meaning is tadavasadanadva. Tadavasadanadva. Brahma vidya. That Shri Param Shreyaha is called Moksha. Moksha is called as Brahma Vidya. That Brahma Vidya destroys Janana Marana caused ignorance. Brahma Vidya is that which destroys the Janana Marana caused ignorance. Ignorance destroyer in artham. Self-ignorance destroyer, the destroyer of self-ignorance, which is the cause for birth and death cycle. Janana Marana Chakram. So, and the Ajnanatham, Ajnanathai remove under it. That is called Tad Avasadana. Avasadana means a destroyer, eliminator, remover. This is second meaning. Brahma Vidya is equal to Upanishad. Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. Third meaning is Brahmanaha Upagamayitrutvat. Brahmanaha Upagamayitrutvat means because it takes a person to that which takes the person towards Brahman. Whom it takes na, whoever come to Upanishad, whoever attend Thursday classes, not all people. Whoever approach to Upanishad, that Upanishad takes that person towards Brahman means that Upanishad gives that Brahman knowledge to that person and artha. These are the three meanings. So, Upani means Upasarga Purvaka. Upani is a Upasarga prefix. Shadlu Dhatu gives three meanings. Shadlu, what meanings we are seeing, it gives three meanings. Dhatu, Visharana Gatyavasadhaneshu. Visharana Gatyavasadhaneshu. Visharana means Sidhilam, destruction. Visharana, Gati, Avasadana. Mood meaning kuduthirukken illaya. Visharana means that which destroys ignorance. Sidhilam, Visharana. Gati means attaining. Gati, second meaning. Second meaning, Gati means attainment. Shadduki three meanings. Visharana means that which destroys. What it is destroys? Ajnanam. Gati means prapti, attainment. What one wants to attain? Moksha. So gati means attainment of moksha. Avasadhanam, another meaning, destruction. Destruction, avasadhanam. Nashanam. So these are all the meanings of Upanishad. Now come to why it is called Taittiriyam. Four Vedas have 1180 shakhas. 1180 branches are there in four Vedas. And ekaikasyam tu shakhayam ekaika upanishad. 1180 branches. Each branch has got one Upanishad. Means how many Upanishads? 1180 Upanishads. 1180 Upanishads, many of them are not available. Only 200 are available. And the 200 lo kuda 108 are only ipu namke vasthi irukku. And the 108 lo kuda 10 Upanishads are only available with commentary. And the 10 Upanishads lo also kuda 3 Upanishads are only available for swara. Like this Taittiriyam, Ishavasyam, Brihadaranyakam. Even Kathopanishad some portions are available with swara. All Upanishads you cannot chant Parayanam like this Taittiriyam madri. Parayanam panna mudiyadu. All Upanishads. Previous Upanishads we have not done chanting, Parayanam. Then the Swaram is not available. Why? It has gone. Every Veda, Upanishad has got Swara, but three are only available. So, 108 Upanishads, no? 10 Upanishads Shankaracharya wrote Bhashyam. You know, all of you, this Ishakena கடப்பிரஷ்னாமுண்டமாண்டுக்கியதித்திரிஹி ஐதரேயஞ்ச சாந்தோக்யம் பிருஹதாரண்யகம் ததா. கேர் ஆஃப் ப்ரீவியஸ் நோட்ஸ். ப்ரீவியஸ் நோட்ஸ்ன்னு முண்டகா கேனா கடா, யூ கேன் சி யுவர் நோட்ஸ். திஸ் ஸ்லோகா ஐ ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி கிவன். ஸோ திஸ் தைத்திரிய உபனிஷத் பிலாங் டு தைத்திரிய சாகா. தைத்திரிய உபனிஷத் பிலாங் டு தைத்திரிய சாகா. தைத்திரிய சாகா பிலாங்ஸ் டு கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேத திஸ் யஜுர்வேத ஹேஸ் காட் டூ பிரான்ச்சஸ் டூ பார்ட்ஸ் ஒன் இஸ் கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேத செகண்ட் ஒன் இஸ் சுக்ல யஜுர்வேத சுக்ல யஜுர்வேத சுக்ல யஜுர்வேத இஸ் த பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் பிலாங் டு சுக்ல யஜுர்வேத தைத்திரி உபனிஷத் பிலாங்ஸ் டு கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேத நவ் வாட் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஸ்டடி கிருஷ்ண யஜுர்வேதீய தைத்திரியோபனிஷத் பாகம் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஸ்டடி இன் திஸ் உபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ தெர் ஆர் மந்திரபாக அண்ட் பிராமண பாக மந்திரபாக மீன்ஸ் they are in poetical form, metrical form, mantras, no? Metrical form. Some of them are Brahmana Bhaga in prose form, Gadya Bhagam, not metrical, but Gadya Bhagam. This Taittiriyam belongs to this Gadya Bhagam metrical form or Brahmana Bhagam alone is called Aranyakam. ஆரண்யகம் 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 மீன்ஸ் ஜெனரல் இன் அரண்யம் பீப்புள் டூ உபாசன ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் உபாசன பாகாஸ் தே டூ இன் அரண்யம் தேர் ஃபோர் தே ஆர் கால்ட் ஆரண்யகம் இந்த ஆரண்யகம்ல கூட The chapters are called Anuvaka or Brahmanam. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, chapters are called Brahmanam. In Taittiriyam, in the mantra's name is called Anuvaka. Chapters is called Anuvaka. Chapters is called Valli. Valli. Khandaha and Mundaka Upanishad Visa. But here we don't call it as Khanda. Shiksha Valli, Brahmananda Valli, Bhrigu Valli, Narayana Valli. The chapters, 10 chapters are there in Taittiriya Aranyakam. How much we are studying, we don't know. What is the real vast subject? How much we are studying, like a droplet. அதுக்கே பெரிய நம்ம நினைக்கிறோம் வி ரைஸ் அவர் காலர்ஸ் எனக்கு நான் தைத்திரியம் படிக்கிறேன் தைத்திரி ஆரண்யகம் இட் ஹேஸ் காட் 10 சாப்டர்ஸ் அந்த 10 சாப்டர்ஸில் கூட ஃபஸ்ட்டு 5-6 சாப்டர்ஸ் ஓன்லி உபாசனா பாகம் கர்மகாண்ட பாகம் 7, 8, 9, and 10 பிலாங் டு ஃபிலசாஃபிக்கல் போர்ஷன் 7, 8, 9, 4 chapters end Taittiriya Aranyakam lo last 4 chapters belong to Vedanta. In that 4 chapters also, 7, 8, 9, 3 chapters only Shankaracharya wrote commentary. In the 4th chapter, Narayana Vallikki avaru commentary ezhudhala. Illana otherwise namakku availability illayo theriyala. But we get that commentary of Shankaracharya only 7, 8, 9 chapters of Taittiriya Aranyakam. Therefore, this Taittiriya Upanishad, we take those. Shikshavalli is the 7th chapter, Brahmanandavalli is the 8th chapter, and Bhruguvalli is the 9th chapter of Taittiriya Aranyakam. Brahmana Upanishad. So, in the Aranyakam, and the 3 chapters, we will study it now. Why it has got the Taittiriyam name? Na, Vyasa Bhagavan He codified all these Vedas and he gave these Vedas to four students, one Veda for one student. Among his four students, Vedavyasa is one student. Vedavyasa ki oru student Vaishampayana. Vaishampayana is one student of Vedavyasa. And that way Vaishampayana's best student is Yajnavalkya. For that Vaishampayana, best student is Yajnavalkya. Here only three different opinions are there about this story. Okay. We are not interested in fiction part of that story. We are interested in only in Upanishad. Let us see what our commentators says. Vaishampayana has to go to one ritual. He has to go and perform one ritual someplace. Vaishampayana was not able to go there because of his Pitru's karma in his house. And he called Yajnavalkya, the best student. Oh Yajnavalkya, instead of me, you go there and perform that rituals and come. And Yajnavalkya said, I will go alone. I don't want anybody's help, he said. Nane taniya poi nane pandrenna. Appo Vaishampayanukku edho konjam thala virusu maadhiri theriyadhu enna enna artham enna konjam headstrong aita pride. He has got pride because of his knowledge. Then Vaishampayana was so angry. If a student lo no humility vinayam illana and the teacher ku vara kobam சொல்லவே முடியாது. அது வெளியில் காமிக்க மாட்டார். அதனால் ஜாகிரதையாக இருக்கணும். குரு கூட ஏதாவது தப்பு பண்ணால், ஒரு தப்பு பண்ணால் ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் டைம்ஸ் வி ஹவ் டு ஆஸ்க், ப்ளீஸ் எக்ஸ்கியூஸ் மீ எக்ஸ்கியூஸ் மீ. ஏன்னா இந்த மாதிரி ஸ்டோரி எல்லாம் படித்து நமக்கு பயமே வரும் ஒரு வாட்டி. வைஷம்பாயன் வாஸ் ஸோ ஆங்கிரி வித் ஆக்னிவனுக்கே பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனோ ஹிஸ் what you can call his capacity caliber on his own studies. He has got garvam, and the garvam varakudadu. Vidya dadati vinayam, vinayam varanam etava garvam varakudade. So what he said, Vaishampayana, you give the whole teaching, whatever you have taken from me, you give it back, he asked. Then what he has to do, once guru asked, he has to vomit whole the teaching out. This is one story. Somebody says Vaishampayana asked to teach dull students in his class, not going outside anywhere, but he asked, Vaishampayana asked Yajnavalkya to teach his colleagues who are very dull. Like in our school also, some bright students, no, they teach to that dull students. Adi madri Yajnavalkya was called by Vaishampayana, asked, you teach to these dull students, no? I want to take rest. அத்தனை நேரம் குரு டீச் பண்ணிட்டே இருக்க முடியும். அதனால ஹி அலாட் தட் குரூப் ஸ்டடி மாதிரி. அப்போ யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய த வே ஹீஸ் டீச்சிங் அண்ட் ஹீஸ் லுக்கிங் டவுன் அப்பான் அதர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், ஹீ இஸ் ஸோ கிரேட், அந்த ஃபீலிங் எல்லாம் தெரியறது. நியூஸ் ஹேஸ் கான் டு வைஷம்பாயனா. தட் ஈஸ் அனதர் ரீசன் இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்டோரி. சம்படி சேஸ் திஸ் ரீசன். எனி ஹவ், வைஷம்பாயனா ஆஸ்க்டு யாஜ்ஞவல்க்ய டு give back the whole teaching. Then Yajnavalkya felt very hurt. Then he vomited whole teaching. When he has vomited that, with the blood it came, the whole teaching out. Then Vyasa Bhagavan come to know that, he asked his students, see, he's learning, he has got so much knowledge, it should not go waste. He called his students, you become like birds and go and take that whole teaching as a food you eat, so that the teaching will not go waste. Then the students of Vyasacharya, another students, they became like birds, tittiri birds. Tittiri anna sparrows, small birds, sparrows. Now you cannot see any sparrows here nowadays. Sparrows are there. Like in sparrow farm, they went and took the whole thing. Since the blood was there in that teaching, whatever he vomited, it is called Krishna Varnam, black color. So Krishna Yajurvedana. So they took that whole teaching. Later Yajnavalkya went to did tapas and he worshipped that Surya Bhagavan. Through Surya Bhagavan, he got the whole teaching and he gave that name to his that teaching, Shukla Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurveda. So this Krishna Yajurveda he vomited. So Shukla Yajurveda, later what he has learned from Surya Bhagavan, he gave the name to that Yajurveda, Shukla Yajurveda. The whole Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is Yajnavalkya's teaching to Maitreyi, Janaka, all those things, leader, seekers. So Krishna Yajurveda, another, here this is symbolic, the story happened or not, don't bother. What we want to say, Tittiri, we don't accept really as birds. It is a figuratively, symbolically they say. We can take in a philosophical sense, Tittiri is the name of a rishi. Tittiri is the name of a rishi, like a Shuka Maharshi. Shuka means a parrot. Vyasa Bhagavan's son is Shuka Maharshi. Shuka means parrot. A parrot is son of Vyasa Bhagavan. Shuka is a name, it's a parrot name, no? Shukana is a rishi's name. Similarly, this Tittiri is also a rishi name. Tittiri rishi gave these mantras, therefore it is called Taittiriyam. Tittiri rishi moolama vanda vedam upanishad is called Taittiriya Upanishad. Idella story part, okay? This Parayanam, why they chant Parayanam? What is the benefit of Parayanam? There are many benefits by doing Parayanam. One can get Chitta Shuddhi. Chitta Shuddhi. And the second benefit is, by Veda Parayanam, one can learn by heart, kanthastham. If you do by heart, you can chant anywhere without book. Those days, rishis never allow the people to write Vedas. You can learn only through Karna Parampara, not writing, seeing books and all kadiyadu. Ippada books printing press vandadukaprom. Munnadi illa printing press onnum kadiyadu, Karna Paramparaya they used to learn. Because Shuddhata, purity they want to maintain. That is pronunciation. You can chant anywhere without book. If an Tyagaraja Kirtana paadanu sonna, enakku book illa paada mudiyadu nu yaravadhu solluvaala. Ippa solranga nariya per. Kacheri 3.5 hours, 3 hours kacheri, you are not supposed to keep a book. It is insult to Tyagaraja. So without book you have to sing. Whole Veda they have to chant without book. So with the book you are not supposed to keep. They say Parayanam is highly emphasized those days. And another benefit is Veda Ghosha, once you chant Parayanam, with number of people, they do Veda Ghosha, it fulfills even material benefits also. Lot of Mangalam take place and that, wherever they chant those mantras. That vibration gives materialistic benefits. That is called Brahma Yajnam. Parayanam is called Brahma Yajnam. And another benefit is, when you do Parayanam every day, you are connected to the Lord. You remember the Lord by Parayanam. Vishnu Sahasranama Parayanam. Whom you remember? You are connected to whom? Vishnu. When you are chanting Lalita Sahasranama, you are connected to local opposition party leader or Lalita Ambal. You are supposed to connected with her. Now, whatever chanting you do, generally you are connected to that. This is another type of satsanga. Parayanam is another type of satsangam. Satsangam, parayanam, it helps. Nissangatvam, vairagyam will come. Appadina parayanam panna matta nu solradhunga. It is good overall. Let's see, this Vedic Taittiriya Upanishad chanting is very, very popular. People love to chant. But chanting is not the paramartha. Life purpose is what? To get the meaning. With the meaning, if you chant only, it is useful, beneficial. And you have to know the Mimamsa, Artham. Some people are very much enchanted only by Parayanam. Parayanam podon vittidu. It is not the total purpose of study. Now we come to see that Shanti Patha, meaning first mantra, Anuvaka. Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. This is a Shanti Patha, the prayer done by the student. Mitraha means prana, exhalation prana, mitraha. The presiding deity is prana. Let mitra be shan naha. Naha means to us. Sham means mangalam, sukham, auspicious. Let mitra be the source. Let me give mangalam or sukham. The prana vayu rupena. Then varunaha sham naha bhavatu. Bhavatu you have to supply. Let varuna apana vritti, apana prana. Mitra is prana vritti, exhalation. Varuna is apana vritti, means inhalation. Varunaha, let varuna be a source of auspiciousness, mangalam or sukham. So the student is praying to be free from all obstacles, to study Shastra, to get into Shramana fully. There are so many obstacles. Sreyamsi Bhagu Vignani. Once you take up any Mangalakaryam, generally many obstacles will come. Ella Mangalakaryangalukku Apashakunangalukku nariya irukkuma. Obstacles nariya irukkum. Since this study of scriptures is a Mangalakaryam, there is a possibility of obstacles from many sources. So the student is praying, let me be free from all obstacles. Shamnaha. Aryama Shamnaha Bhavatu. Shanno Mitrasham Varunaha. Shanno Bhavatvaryama. And the Bhavatu you have to supply everywhere. Bhavatu. Aryama. Bhavatvaryama. Shamnaha Bhavatu. Aryama means Sun Lord. Presiding over. All these are Abhimana Devatas. Day Abhimana Devata, night Abhimana Devata. Night Abhimana Devata and the Vayu. Mitra is day Abhimana Devata, presiding deities. Varuna, Varuna, Vayu Varla, Varuna. Here, Surya is the presiding deity of Chakshu. Let my eyes be in healthy condition. Short sight, long sight, and the sight, in the sight, and the inner body communicates. So, the student is asking for healthy sense organs, healthy body, healthy mind. Without this, you cannot achieve anything. Sharira madhyam khalu dharma sadhanam. To achieve any purushartha, any goal, body has to be healthy. We should not neglect our body. Take care of your body, weight. Height you cannot, you need not. Weight you have to take care of. Underweight inna padi yara mudiyadu. Overweight irundha padi yara mudiyadu. Swamini, first floor e yara mudiyalena. First floor e yara mudiyalena enna da kattiga poranam. So difficult this body is really a means to get moksha. Chakshuhu, Aryama, the Surya Devata. May he bless us. Indraha Brihaspatihi. Let Indra and Brihaspati bless us, who are the source of auspiciousness. Indra means presiding deity of Balam. Indro me bale e shritaha balagum hrudaye Indra stands for balam. So you worship Indra, he gives balam, strength. Brihaspati or Vachaspati, Mr. Saraswati. Vachaspati, Vachaha Patihi Vachaspati. Vak Tattvam. Who is the presiding deity of Vak? So speech also very important. How can we chant otherwise? How can teacher will chant? Otherwise, how can I chant? Vak illinna sariya, speech. Shuddhata, spashtata, all can come. Shannaha, Vishnuhu, Shannaha, Bhavatu. Let Vishnu, the Lord of Urukramaha, big strides. Lord of presiding deity of Pada, Trivikrama, Anartha. The Vishnu who took Trivikrama avatara. Long strides, no? He put only three legs, whole cosmos. Such Vishnu, may he protect us. May he give sukham to us. Strength is required in the legs. Then, Namaha Brahmane Vayo. Namaste Vayo. Brahmane means Brahmaji. Buddhi Adhidevata. So, sorry, Ange Chulana Brihaspatiki. Mr. Saraswati, only Brihaspati, Mr. Saraswati, title here Brahmane, Mr. Saraswati, Brahmaji, Chaturmukha Brahma, or Hiranyagarbha, or Sutravatma. He alone is called Vayu, he alone is called Prana, everything over the. Because all these deities are under him, Hiranyagarbha, Brahmaji. So, Buddhi Adhidevata, Brahmaji. My prostrations to him, Samashti Devata Shakti and Artham. These all Devatas, Surya, Varuna, Indra, Vayu, all are Vishti Devatas. All these Devatas' power is because of that Brahmaji. So he is the Adhishtana Devata, main Devata, who gives power to these Devatas. So Namaha Brahmane, prostrations to Hiranyagarbha. O Lord Vayo Namahate, prostrations to you, O Lord Vayu, wind, Vayu Devata. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Asi, O Vayu, you are the Pratyaksham Brahma, you are the visible Brahman to me. Because of Vayu only we are able to survive. Pratyaksham Brahma Asi, Pratyaksham Vadishyami, Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Iti Vadishyami. I declare to all people also, you are only the Pratyaksham Brahma. And you put it Sri Ramana building Laukandi. I will declare you are only Brahma to all people. They also declare you are the only life source. Tvameva Brahma Iti Vadishyami, Pratyaksham Brahma, God, visible God. Not only that, Tvameva Ritam Vadishyami, Tvameva Irke, another reading, Tvameva also okay, Tvameva Ritam Vadishyami, you who are alone, I declare that you are alone to be the right understanding. Ritam means, you means here Hiranyagarbha, that Vayu, all this comes under to Hiranyagarbha. Your knowledge must be refined with background of scriptures and artha, without any misunderstanding, without understanding living is not possible. Without living according to scriptures, I have to live according to scriptures. Without living according to scriptures, mere understanding is also no use. You have to understand and you have to live according to that. No, just like that I live without understanding, no use. Just I understand only, I don't want to live according to Shastra, no use. But enna pannanum? You have to understand and you have to live according to scripture. Therefore, hey Hiranyagarbha, you are only the Ritam. You are the right understanding, You are the one who is living exactly according to that right understanding. To such you, my prostrations. Namaskara. Satyam vadishyami yathagnanam anushthanam. Satyam means yathagnanam anushthanam. Whatever I know, I put into practice. Truthful speech. You to be the truthful speech. Scriptures. Manasyekam vachasyekam karmaniyekam mahatmanah. Vachasi anyat, manasi anyat, karmani anyat, duratmanah. More in the next class. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi harihi om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.